This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a lot of excitement coming into the Stanley Cup playoffs, expanded playoffs. And our next guest can talk about that, but he can also talk about a cause that is so important, which is researching and finding a cure for ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig syndrome. Friend of mine, who has been a high riser in the NHL for years now, is the assistant GM in Calgary with the Flames, and he was diagnosed with ALS, and he is looking to raise awareness and research and find a cure. It's part of the Snowy Trick Shot Challenge, and if you were following me on Twitter, you would have seen last week a trick shot that I did with a buddy of mine as well, where we swung a golf club and hit a trick shot about 50 yards down my lawn, off the deck, and into a bucket, and challenged other guys to also do the trick shot challenge and to raise awareness and money for ALS research. Joining us here on the show is Chris Snow. Chris Snowy, good morning. How we doing?
Damon, good morning. Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for the terrific intro and for your trick shot. It was great to see the sheer enthusiasm. I don't know if I call it shock, but enthusiasm that you and Chris Wojcik had with that.
Well, there was some shock as well because we had been trying and working on that for hours, and we finally got it. So it was, yes, this actually worked.
I've been telling people that the outtakes of this would be as enjoyable as the shock itself, and that's what we should be going after. That everyone's mishits and the things they had to say, the muttering would be just terrific theater.
It's been pretty cool around the NHL to see so many people do this and support you and support the cause. What's it been like to watch so many people that you know around the NHL and others contribute to the cause?
Well, it's been really, really heartwarming. The word I've mentioned is that it felt worthwhile to go through all of this over the last year, knowing that we have a chance to legitimately make a difference in the way of awareness, in the way of bringing some comfort to people who are sick, some hope to people who are sick who don't have a clinical trial that is promising, which I do, and that's very, very rare at this point in time. And over the last 2 weeks to 3 weeks since we started this challenge, we've managed to raise in excess of $40,000 since we began our fundraising back in December when I announced that I had been diagnosed months before that with ALS. We've raised close to $185,000, every single dollar of which will go to research.
Amazing. Nearly $200,000 raised for ALS research right now. The Snowy Trick Shot Challenge, you can find that on Twitter, all over the place, on social media. So you've been open about this challenge that you faced with a wife and two children, and this unfortunately ran in your family, has run in your family. There is no known cure for ALS. So knowing that was your family history, what was it like over the last couple of years wondering if it would ever end up showing up in your bloodline?
There was always a concern. The concern became a real one for all of us when my first uncle to die of this died in 2004. It was rather, I suppose, dormant would be the word, until 2013 when we lost a second uncle of mine. And I think the concern became especially real in 2016 when we lost my cousin, and he was only 28 years old. And before that, I had at least a feeling that this was something that people in their late 40s to 50s or so in our family had concern about. And when we lost him, it felt very, very real and very possible. And so anytime you know, my family or for myself, you develop a soreness, a cramp. You worry if your legs feel, if you have that restless leg, you wonder, is this ALS? And then in 2018, we lost my dad. And at that point, you think this has to at some point stop, because the odds of each of them getting this gene were 50-50, and yet the coin kept flipping the wrong way. And then last year, in the spring and into May and June, I was feeling progressive weakness in my right hand. And it tends to be a process of elimination diagnosis. And it always has been. You go back to Lou Gehrig, which is 81 years ago that he was diagnosed, and it still took him 6 days of full-day testing at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota to be diagnosed. And it took me six separate visits to be diagnosed. And when I was, I thought, I said, this is a death sentence. And it's a no-hope disease, and it always has been. And I was very, very fortunate that because our family's genetic cause was the first discovered genetic cause, there's a very promising trial that I've been in for about a year now, and the expectation was that I only had 1 year when I was diagnosed.
Chris Snow joins us here, assistant GM of the Calgary Flames. The Snowy Trick Shot Challenge has taken Twitter by storm. You've probably seen that is to raise awareness and research for ALS research and a cure. And so give us your health update 1 year later.
Sure. So when I was diagnosed, I had lost most of the use of my right hand and had noticeable muscle loss in my right forearm. And I went into that trial about a month or so after I was diagnosed. And for almost the balance of the full year, I had no change at all. And that allowed me to coach my son's hockey team this past year to do really anything I wanted, short of tying my shoes and cutting food. I've been really surprised that there are very few activities that demand you to use two hands. I've learned to play baseball left-handed, throw a football left-handed, and so I've continued on very normal. The only change I've noticed in the last couple of months is a change in what the doctors think is a facial nerve or two that would affect making a full smile, affect squinting, things like that. And again, that's something that if I walked into a room, people wouldn't notice unless I gave them, you know, some opportunity to notice by attempting to make a really big smile, then they probably have to be attentive. So that I can deal with. That compared to what was supposed to be the hand I was dealt demonstrates to me and the doctors that this trial drug is working. And the hope is that, you know, if I have any changes, they're as small and as slow to come as the ones that I've had.
What's the culture around ALS, doctors, medical community, patients, families? Is it one of dread and of depression, or is it one of hope that with science and technology, and as you said, these trial runs on things, that there can be some optimism?
That's a great question. And I'm sure that there is dread for everyone. But the people who are public about it, the people who are out there lobbying for more trials and greater access to trials, the people who are fundraising, the people like Steve Gleason, the people like Brian Wallach, who is an incredible follow on Twitter and has made an exceptional effort toward expanding really the access to trials and research-driven solutions. These people are so altruistic and somehow can step outside of the suffering they're going through on a daily basis to see hope and create hope. We've been amazed. And the doctors are not competitive. This is not about being the first to solve this or to begin to solve this. They are about sharing their findings. They were here in Calgary, the first time that I was able to get my treatment, which is developed by a Boston-based company, but available at select sites in North America. The first time I got my treatment here, some of them were on vacation on those days, but came in because they viewed it as such a seminal moment in the potential treatment of this. So I see excitement, and I see just a team orientation across this group of doctors and patients. And it's inspiring. I appreciate that people have found me inspiring, but I have found all of them equally inspiring.
I know a lot of our listeners are very familiar with Steve Gleason, former New Orleans Saints, an icon within that organization, and his very public battle with ALS. Steve Gleason's a pretty amazing human being. What's your takeaway when you see Steve Gleason and his wife's very public battle with this?
One of the more amazing things to happen to me in recent times is being connected to Steve Gleason. I was sitting on my porch last night texting with him, and Steve Gleason, as you and it sounds like many of your listeners know, has no use of any of his body. He's on a ventilator full-time, in a wheelchair, or lying down full-time. And Steve Gleason became good friends with Theo Epstein, and Theo Epstein connected me to Steve recently. And Steve has a messaging app and can message, I think, fairly quickly using his eyes, and his eyes will create that text. And he has a text-to-voice app as well. And what he did a long time ago before losing his voice was to bank his voice. And so he's able to type with his eyes and have that speak out loud in his voice that he has since lost. And when I talk to him, he has he just has enthusiasm. And he can't express himself, obviously, like he used to. But when I talk to him, and I kind of use the word talk and, you know, in quotation marks, I can feel that that spirit is still there. And that kind of spirit at this point, 9 years into the disease for him is remarkable. And that just pushes me to make the most of every moment and to continue raising money to cure this thing.
For those that want to contribute and to lend their help, whether it's via your wallet or whatever other energies you can provide, Calgary Flames website is a good place to go, and the hashtag Trickshot for Snowy, Snowy Trickshot, Trickshot Challenge, all of those you'll find videos online. Also, I did one, if you're on my Twitter feed last week, that you can find links to as well. And you can go to the hashtag Trickshot for Snowy, use the number 4, and find information on the Calgary Flames website as well and on social media. Right now, the Flames also have the eighth most points in the Western Conference. We're on the verge of restarting training camp. Are you excited for hockey to return this summer?
I am. My son, who has an August birthday, is just pumped, thinking we might play on his birthday. I think that we're all starving for, you know, competitive team sports in any form. In this case, you know, televised without fans. And I think it's an opportunity, you know, to win a cup. Simple as that. You only get so many as a person who works for a team or as a player. And most times, I think when players go into the playoffs, they're in some form tired, injured, and it's just a real game of survivor. And the game might be more physical, might not be as clean right away, meaning perfect plays and tape-to-tape passing over and over. But I think that the effort level could be as high or higher because the guys will be fresh.
Would totally encourage all of our listeners to go to the Calgary Flames website and click on Foundation. You'll see a lot of information and videos about the battle for an ALS cure, or a battle for help and a battle for awareness and research, and donating there would be an awesome cause. Chris Snow, assistant GM of the Calgary Flames, joining us this morning on the show. Well, Snow, it's always great to finally catch up, and I'm so glad that you're doing all right. And our thoughts here on the show and my family's goes out to you and your family, and I appreciate your strength and your knowledge and your temperament throughout all of this. It's quite the inspiration. So I appreciate the time today, my man.
Well, thank you, Damon. It's always nice to, through all this, catch up with people from my past. And when I go back to Syracuse, to bring us lots of good memories. So it's nice to do it.
You got it, buddy. Thanks so much, Snowy.
You have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.